January is the middle of the summer in Brazil. That means it's the time of year when Brazilians flock to the beach and show off as much of their skin as legally possible. This year, there is more skin on display than usual. As NPR's Martin Costi reports now from Rio, a breast implant craze has been sweeping the nation.
There's an aesthetic revolution going on in body-conscious Brazil. Influenced by American TV and movies, women here are rejecting the classic Girl from Ipanema look that emphasized small breasts, and they're embracing the Pamela Anderson gospel that big is beautiful. To make the transformation, record numbers of Brazilian women are getting implants. 35-year-old divorcee Marisa Datum is typical of the new breed of middle-class plastic surgery clients here. If she seems to be moving around her noisy Copacabana apartment a little gingerly, it's because she just had what Brazilians call an all-in-one special: liposuction on her belly and waist, a trim of the flab on her thighs and arms, and silicone implants in her buttocks. But her pride and joy are her breast implants. With typical Brazilian informality, Datum offers to show them off to visiting strangers. She says in Brazil today, implants are in.
In the old days, the butt is the most important for Brazilians. And I don't know, recently the breast becomes so important.
Until recently, most Brazilian women who had plastic surgery on their breast did it to reduce their bra size. Now it's the other way around. The boom in breast augmentation is so great, it just pushed Brazil over the top as the world leader in cosmetic surgery, measured per capita. Business is so brisk, the country's only breast implant manufacturer has doubled production and still has trouble keeping up with demand. Brazilian celebrities have done much to stoke interest in bigger breasts. Actresses here actually like to talk about their implants, and publicists even call reporters to make sure everyone knows that their clients have traded up, from 6-ounce implants to 8s. The implant fad exploded last February, when so many female TV stars debuted new improved busts. The 2000 Mardi Gras was renamed the Silicone Carnival. Now, for this year's carnival, thousands of Brazilian women are following suit. And they don't seem to be overly concerned that they're getting silicone gel implants, the kind that was banned in the U.S. after a wave of lawsuits by women who claimed they were poisoned by leaking silicone. Brazilian medical authorities have dismissed those claims, and Nancy Rangel, a representative of the Brazilian implant manufacturer Silimed, says she doesn't worry about reliving the American experience.
There has been some worry about that, but it's not like in the United States. Brazilians aren't as likely to file a lawsuit over something like this, just to make money.
The more immediate danger may be the boom itself, and the fact that hundreds of non-specialist surgeons are jumping onto the breast implant bandwagon. Some doctors are on the internet advertising the procedure for as low as $800, but that price may be per breast. Dr. Celia Curcio, the director of the science section of the Brazilian Aesthetic Medicine Association, says even when the surgery is done well, many patients are getting bad aesthetic advice.
Some are very exaggerating in the volume, so there is no harmony in this, you know, because it's too big. So it's not nice, you know, it's not cool.
Acurcio says, knowing her fellow Brazilians' tendency to be trendy, she fully expects a second boom for plastic surgeons when big breasts fall out of fashion.
I'm sure they're going to take it off and reduce the implant. I'm sure of it, because we know the culture.
And once this boom and bust cycle has run its course, Dr. Acurcio says Brazilian plastic surgeons can always fall back on the consistently reliable trade in buttock implants. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.